Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, we're going to end today's show on a good note, I hope. I really do hope so. With that said, let's get to this really quick. Bradley's schedule. Today we are going to be, well, actually right now we're in Minnesota. I'll get to that in a moment. But we're going to be in Wisconsin tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday. And then on Monday we're going to be at the GR Church in Grand Rapids, Michigan. On Tuesday, Haven of Hope Church in Traverse City, Michigan. Transformation Life Church, 2620 McLaughlin Avenue, Muskegon, Michigan, and then Rochester Christian Church, 4435 North Rochester Road, the day after that. Redeeming Hope Church, Ivywood Classical Academy, 14-3556 Genoa Circle, Plymouth, Michigan, and then we are going to be at Harvest Revival Center in Ohio. So we have events set up every day this up and coming week, starting this Sunday. Matter of fact, next Sunday we will be preaching twice that morning, and then we're going to drive 4 to 5 hours. I believe it's 5 hours, maybe even six. To Ohio to do an event that night, and I'm looking forward to that. We got some new friends out there in Ohio. So we are doing the stuff, Luke 19:10, friends, and we're doing it with a happy heart because we find it as an opportunity to prove the Most High God, because I believe, again, as I've always said, and I always will say by the grace of God, I believe that we can do this, friends. We got to fall under the covering of the Most High God so we can understand, blessed is the nation whose Lord is God, Psalm 33, verse 12. So with that said, friends, we've got much coming up. If you want to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, go to the right side of the page, and go ahead and subscribe to that page, subscribe to sonsoflibertymedia.com, and or go over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. Folks, you can also give us a call at any time, 1-866-582-9933. Let's stick to the topic, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Can we all say this in unison? True that. It's absolutely true. So, moving forward, we've got much to cover. Speaking of Minnesota, oh my goodness, I think it is guesstimated. You know how the meteorologists, they say it's going to be one way and then it never happens? And then when they say it's not going to be that way, then it happens? Yeah, they're like hitting and missing. And these are the guys that told you what happened millions and millions of years ago, and they can't even tell you what happened yesterday or tomorrow. It's ridiculous, isn't it? Romans 1:22, professing themselves to be wise, the Bible says they became fools, and that's exactly what they are. But it is snowing here in the state of Minnesota right now. And I got to tell you something, friends. It's really kind of bizarre. It really is, because when we first moved out to where we live now, where the studios are, we used to get snow that would go up to your waist. Over the last 3 or 4 years, we're not getting any of that. And we can understand why, because of the chemtrails that are being dropped down on the people. Why don't you equate that to this pandemic as well, friends, because there's much to be said with that. But we're getting a lot of snow here, and in the snow, quite frankly, it's kind of different. Here, let me show you what's happening in Canada, and I'll let you guys just come up with your own conclusions rather than forming your opinion for you. I want you to check this out. This is in Canada, and this is snow. And for some reason or another, this woman, she can't, like the snow, it won't melt. She tries to light it on fire and melt it, but it won't melt. How do you explain that? I got a couple more points to make on this, but check this out. I mean, I know that we can't understand this unless you're French. Now she's grabbing a handful of snow. And then what she's going to do.
Так, вот набираем снег, лепим снежок.
Looks a little more crystallized than normal snow it does, at least from what I'm observing right now. And what's interesting is what she does. She's making it into a snowball right now.
Видео из Краснодара.
SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, before it's news.com. Live feed right now. You can see it for yourself on social media platforms. She's making a snowball of the snow in her, probably in her backyard or out in the city somewhere. And okay, so she's got a nice little snowball in her hand. And then they take a lighter and they light the snowball up to see if it'll melt. And for some reason, the snowball is turning black and it won't melt. Anybody think this odd? 1-866-582-9933. Pretty odd, folks. The snowball is not melting. Huh. The snowball is not melting. She's had a lighter under it. It's turning black, but it will not melt. Someone help us understand that? Well, here, let me see if I can help you just a little bit here. Going over to the next point that I want to make, many people are talking about this even now on social media platforms. But it's interesting because what we found is we found a video of a jet. Here, I'm going to go ahead and start this over. This is Tanker Enemy highlighting the fact that there's sprayers on jets. And when you look at it, it shows you when they're on and when they're off. They're dropping chemicals down on you, friends, is what they're doing. They're called chemtrails. Call it a theory all you want to, but the fact of the matter is I've had pilots verify what I'm showing you right now is not being contrail.
It's like we're above it.
Furthermore, it's a part of the curse. 28:24 Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy 28:24. And then now you can see him spraying again. So you can clearly see this is going on. Ordinary contrails, they stop and start again. And then you can see when they turn them on. So, and it's not just the weather. You can actually watch them turn into mist. Yep, you can see it kind of putting out in the air, starting and stopping. But again, anybody questioning what I'm sharing with you right now, let me bring it to a professional really quick so you can understand. And we'll do this right before the hard break. And this is a meteorologist, okay? I'm going to come right back to this in just a moment, and he's going to tell you exactly what they're spraying. Did he blurt the truth out in his confusion? I know not, but he told the truth, and that's all that matters with me, John 8:32, because again, what happens? The truth makes men free, not the lie or the compromise. John 14:6 as well. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, we'll be right back after this break. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research, and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base, visit us at herbanomic.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Okay, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, what I'm going to show you right now, I just told you it was snowing here in the state of Minnesota. What you have on social media platforms right now is a woman that took one of the snowballs out of her backyard, and they put a lighter under it for about 45 seconds. It did not melt it, but it did make it black. Okay, and then I brought you over to what in fact is happening through contrail. That's what they want you to believe it is, but it's actually chemtrail, and they're spraying chemicals down on the people is what they're doing. And I know people out there are just too ridiculous to actually think for themselves. That's why we say it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head on the show here, because they continuously put their ear up to those that they know are lying to them, because that's what they prefer. They prefer a little bubble of deception, and somehow or another, I don't for the life of me understand that, but that's what they prefer. So what I want to do is I want to get a professional up here, okay, one that you might listen to. This is one of the useful idiots telling you the truth, and hopefully he's not a useful idiot. In fact, he's an American, and he believes in telling the people the truth, which keeps him free, and I believe that that's what he's doing here. So with all due respect, friends, let's hope that's where he's at. But I want you to listen to this guy and as to what is being sprayed down, because he's saying that the military is in fact spraying down chemtrails. And we've done a piece on this before, coming from the mainstream media, again, blurting the truth out in their confusion. So let's see what this guy has to say, okay? Does he say anything?
Now, this first portion of the radar cycle, fairly bland and typical, but then you see these bands of very distinct cloud cover moving into the region. That is not rain. That is not snow. Believe it or not, military aircraft flying through the region is dropping chaff, small bits of aluminum. Sometimes it's made of plastic or even metallicized paper products, but it's used as an anti-radar issue, and obviously they're up there practicing. Now, they won't confirm that. that, but I was in the Marine Corps for many years, and I'll tell you right now, that's what it is. 50 in Medford right now.
Okay, but it's also messing with weather patterns. It's also causing respiratory problems. And again, friends, consider what's being sprayed down on you and equate it to what, in fact, is happening in the present concerning this pandemic, if, in fact, there's anything there. I also want to back it up with Scripture, friends, because that's where we need to stay. Deuteronomy 28:24 tells us nothing but the truth. The Lord said in the time of judgment that he would, in fact, make the rain of thy land powder and dust. From heaven shall it come down upon thee until thou be destroyed. There's the message of repentance right there, friends. If that doesn't work for you, again, I don't know it does. That's a mercy of God even to take heed to his judgments, because it drives us to the foot of the cross, as does the law first and foremost, as the schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ, where we might be justified by faith. Okay? Galatians 3:24, Psalm 19:7, check it out. We're justified. We establish the law through faith. Romans 3:31 as well, when you get a moment. Did everybody see this? I hope you did, because we caught on to this right away yesterday. It's no longer a government of the people and for the people. It's now a government against the people. When you have a government creating walls being put up around the people's White House, you better know what's coming, and you better understand it's not a government, it's not a representative government working for the people in any sense of the word anymore. I want to say this, and I've said it before, and I did a video on this, but listen, presidents all the way up to Harry Truman used to be dropped off at their front door. And they were told, thank you for your service to our country. Nothing more, nothing less. They didn't have security detail. Okay? They simply were doing their job, and the people knew that they were doing their job. And because they were doing their job, they didn't need to be protected from a bunch of people that were trying to get at them. When a government turns on its people, this is what has to happen. And by the way, this is happening all over the country right now. Concrete walls being put up around the White House. You better understand that they are forecasting right now, and you better open your eyes and ears as to what's going on, because a government that represents the people does not need to act in such a fashion. Okay? This is a fact. Okay, I'm going to show you a 35-second video on social media platforms, and you can go ahead and check it out for yourself as to, again, what in fact is happening around the people's White House right now. Here, I got a question for you, friends. Where's the mainstream media to tell you that this is happening?
Your guess is
nowhere to be found.
Right now. I always hate to assume, so we'll just keep an eye on it, see what happens. But
you hate to assume.
The last couple pieces right there that they're putting in place.
She hates to assume. The White House is putting up within the gate a concrete fence, and she hates to presume. Really? Does a government that serves the people need to fortify themselves in such a fashion? Absolutely not. Folks, the governors have placed a fence around the capital of the state of Minnesota. This is happening all over the United States of America. Oh, by the way, isn't it interesting that they won't build a wall to stop illegals coming in on the southern border, which, by the way, was supposed to be built by Donald Trump. We all know that that didn't happen. But what's interesting to note with that, they won't build a wall to protect the people and stopping illegals from coming into America, invading America, but they'll put a high fence around the people's White House. Listen to me carefully, the people's White House, okay? And then they're going to go ahead and build up a concrete wall on the inside. But what are the American people saying? The best that the conservatives have? I don't want to jump the gun. I don't want to presume what this is about. A government that serves its own people does not need to do that. A government that serves the people does not need the military to protect him from the people that allegedly put him in office. Are you paying attention, friends? This is absolutely ridiculous, to say the least. We got another report from Red Voice Media. White House concrete security wall erected. No information released as to why. If this isn't a wake-up call, friends, I don't know what is. Let me stop right there, because I was thinking about this before the show. this ministry over the last 17 and 18 years that we've been on national radio has never been a ministry of presumption. We have never forecasted things by playing the guessing game. Or we have never sat here and said to the American people or those that are listening to the show over the last 17, 18 years, this is what I think is going to happen. Has anybody paid attention to that? It's always been, this is what's coming. This is what's coming. This is what's coming. This is what's coming. So this is not a ministry based on presumption. This is a ministry that's being led by the Word of God and by the Holy Ghost, Romans 8:44, period. And if his witness is not with this ministry, don't listen to a thing that we have to say. But I can tell you right now, friends, if this is not a wake-up call for you right now, not tomorrow, there's no more road to kick the can down, okay? Not tomorrow, but today. When you have a government fortifying itself against the people, that is not good. It is very telling, in fact, as to what you're dealing with. And if you want to ignore that warning, you can go ahead and do that. But why would a government have to do that? Well, what have they been doing over the last 3 years? They've been assailing the American people. They've been assailing our God-given rights. Here, let me show you. Here's a brand new one. This is from 2 days ago. Did you see this? The D.C. mayor, oh, by the way, she wanted to basically opt out her cabinet from any mask wearing, from any of the stuff that she wants you to do. She wants to be exempt from all of it, her and her administration. Just so you know, this is why they're fortifying themselves against the people that they're supposed to serve, because the people are seeing that history is, in fact, repeating itself. The D.C. mayor, Bowser, reminds residents that they'll need their walking papers before leaving their home. Here, let me say that again. The D.C. mayor, Bowser, reminds residents that they'll need their walking papers before leaving their home. As a matter of fact, if I was close enough to D.C., I would go for a walk today, to say the least. Anybody see what's going on in Maryland right now, just so you can understand the severity of what's taking place here? Well, here's another governor assailing his people. And keep in mind, friends, in unison, they attack the American people, every single one of them. Some tried to play innocent when, in fact, we know that they're guilty. They just wanted to blame somebody else for what they legislated all by themselves through their unlawful and unconstitutional executive orders. This is Maryland. Check this out.
They'll begin distributing courses of remdesivir.
Remdesivir, by the way, for those that do not know, this is the Maryland governor. Yeah, he's got the military around him because they want to enforce, remember, Operation Warp Drive? They're using the military to do this. They want to give people remdesivir. Does anybody know what that is? It's a drug that's given to people when they go into the hospital, and it shuts down the body's organs. Many people die from taking that experimental drug, just so you know. Anything to do with ivermectin or anything that can put a stop or to deal with this said invisible enemy, this virus, you can't, folks, it's sparse online. It's hard to get now. They don't want what works online. They don't want it available. But what they want to do is use experimental drugs on the people, and they want to use the military to enforce it against you. Why are they fortifying themselves against the American people? You're going to have to come to a conclusion, friends. I'm going to come back to this very piece in just a moment. I want to play the rest of that for you. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden's administration is facing a slew of setbacks this week, including the Supreme Court striking down the administration's COVID-19 vaccine requirement on large private businesses, and key senators indicating they do not support changes to the Senate rules regarding the filibuster. The president doing his best to end the week on a positive note by talking about the bipartisan infrastructure law that was signed last year.
It's all about fixing the problem. I ran for president to unite the country. This bipartisan infrastructure law I signed a few months ago unites us around things we all depend on. Whether you're in rural Kentucky or downtown Philadelphia, you should be able to turn on a faucet and drink clean water.
The president and first lady heading to Delaware for the weekend. USA Radio News. Tensions remain high between Ukraine and Russia.
After NATO and Russian talks broke down Thursday with zero results, Ukraine was hit by a massive cyber attack, warning its citizens to be afraid and expect the worst. And Russia, which has massed more than 100,000 troops on its neighbor's frontier, released TV pictures on Friday of more forces being deployed to the area. Deputy Secretary of State Wendy Sherman.
We have made it clear, and we told the Russians directly again today, that if Russia further invades Ukraine, there will be significant costs and consequences.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Rising inflation and the surge in the Omicron variant are taking their toll on consumer confidence. The University of Michigan's Index of Consumer Sentiment dipping 2.5% in early January to its second lowest level in a decade. More news can be found online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I'm going to take you, Greg. Just hang on with me for 1 second. I want to finish playing that video that I just had up, and I want to get over to the 6-3 decision coming from the unqualified bureaucrats that are sitting on the bench in Supreme Court even today, friends, because what you've just been sold is nothing more than they just took another step to shutting down more of your freedoms. And most people are standing back saying, oh, that was just fantastic. No. It was not. Folks, Hegelian dialect, it's all in play right now. They took what? They two-pronged it, and they took two steps forward. They delivered it up to their friends, the fox in the chicken coop, in the Supreme Court. They came back with a decision. Well, let the people think they got something when, in fact, we just took more of their freedoms away by attacking the doctors, which, at the end of the day, was one step closer to total domination over the lives of the people. Think about what is in fact happening here, friends. That was not a victory. That was not a victory. Let's go back over to this really quick, and I'm going to take these phone calls. And if you want to call in, now's the time to do it. 1-866-582-9933. Don't wait till the end of the hour. 1-866-582-9933. Again, here is the governor in Maryland. Notice he has a show of force, military force, behind him, along with the doctors that are selling you out and making, well, big-time bonus and incentive off the stupidities of those that are not paying attention to what's going on here. As I said during the break, here, this is what I want to show you really quick. As I said during the break, if there's anything that we know works, ivermectin, the list goes on. Guess what happens when you Google ivermectin? You should not use ivermectin to treat or prevent. No, but what they want you to do is they want to put you on remdesivir, which we know, in fact, is aiding the death of the people that are in the hospitals. And I know that firsthand. I know that from all of the doctors that I have in my circle that have told me the exact same thing. And what does work, they don't want to make it available. And what doesn't work and what is, in fact, destroying the lives of people unto death, that's what's being administered by the said powers that are tolerated in the United States of America. I can do nothing more than show you this, friends. So here it is. This is the Maryland governor.
Courses of remdesivir, which is one of the therapies.
He's just doing what he's told, friends.
Which is effective against the Omicron variant, to institutional pharmacies that directly serve nursing homes. From day one of health, with the help of the Maryland National Guard, we'll begin distributing 20 million N95.
Why are the American people
masks all
allowing them to drive the narrative when we know this is killing people?
At the location of one of our new hospital-based testing sites.
Notice the military behind them, friends. That's a signal they're sending
to
you.
Demand for testing.
For you to stand down.
To divert people away.
Those are our grandpas, our dads,
emergency rooms,
our brothers, our cousins, our uncles.
Last week, we announced the launch of the first 10 new testing sites.
New testing.
Eight of those locations.
All experimental drugs. Just to remind you, all experimental drugs.
Continue doing the things that can keep us safe.
That can keep us
safe. Vaccinated,
folks,
and boosted. Avoiding crowds.
This is genocide.
Keeping your distance.
Yep.
Washing
They're
going to
keep this alive.
And wearing
until
masks
you say no more of this.
When
so why they got fences around the Capitol's, friends? I'm not doing it, friends. Don't look at me and saying I'm the one telling them to do it. No. They know why they're doing it, because they know what they're pushing on the people, and the people in this country are aware of it in the masses. Hey, folks, let me just say this. I suspect that what's coming sooner or later is we're going to start to see the people in our own circles that have died, that have taken the experimental jab. And what people are going to do is they're going to catch on to, in fact, who's responsible for selling it, and there's going to be recourse. I am, in fact, predicting that there is going to be recourse. You're not going to kill off innocent people, all the while knowing what you're selling them, and expect everybody to just bend the knee like a bunch of serfs and say what you're doing is a good job. Nope, it's not a good job. You have access, sir, governors, mayors, federal government agencies, you have access to the same information that I have, and it's absolutely interesting how your narrative is constantly set by the same people that have been found to be liars over and over and over and over again, and yet, what do these agencies do? Well, they put their pals up in this little alliance they have. They think that there's going to be no recompense, and they're going to keep pushing it as far as the people let it push. And we can see in other parts of the world, all over the world, they're not putting up with what the American people are putting up with. And I think what's happening, friends, and I've seen this for a couple of years, this is coming. You mark my words. I would not want to be a bad guy in the up-and-coming days. And the sad fact of the matter is we're doing this to ourselves, Numbers 32, 23, and we need to knock it off. But we do need to hold accountable those that are committing crimes against the humanity within our faces right now. But here's the issue. The American people have allowed 62 million babies to be murdered by the same government that is now telling you that they're looking out for your safety, just like the Third Reich did and the SS did under Adolf Hitler. Remember that? We just did a show 2 days ago on that, where these individuals were coming forward and telling the American people that you're marching to the same drum as Germany did back in the 30s. Remember that? Remember we've been telling you that for years? Now we bring in those that have survived the Holocaust that are telling you the same exact thing. And then last week we also took the time to share with you another Holocaust survivor who said that, listen, they used infectious pandemic to basically separate the people. And that's when they took the Jews who were diseased because they didn't go along with Adolf Hitler, and the people rose up against the disease and they put them in concentration camps where Adolf Hitler succeeded in killing off 12 million people. Gypsies, dissidents, the list goes on. So everything's right in front of us. There's no excuse as to why we're putting up with this. We can see that Americans, for the most part, for a better way of saying it, we're on our own. We're on our own because we see, not in every case, praise God we got good government, because if it wasn't again for good government, we would not be here right now. But the sad fact of the matter is, the American people are now being conditioned by the mainstream media to drive the narrative that you must submit to this tyranny at every given step. No, you do not. Read your Constitution. Read your Declaration of Independence. What is that example our forefathers gave us? Not to put up with what we're seeing in front of us today. Hebrews 13:7. I'm going to take Greg from Boonville, Indiana. Thanks for holding on for 18 minutes, my friend. I totally appreciate that. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Bradley, you're right on key today. I'll tell you what, you were talking about the chemtrails. Geoengineering is another term for it. And there's a gentleman on YouTube, you can watch his channel. He talks about it a lot. But I'm not the government's little experiment, okay? And I'm tired of this. You know, I look up in the sky, and the sky doesn't look as blue as it used to. And they spray these chemicals on us to poison us and kill, do a slow kill on us. And we put up with this. And it's ridiculous. It's absurd. And the people go along with these mandates with vaccines and attacking our kids. It's,
yep.
It's absurd.
Yep. Yep.
They are wicked people in power right now. They work for Satan. And we need to take a stand. And I'm talking about being violent. When the people stand up, men of God. Another thing, Brian, I'm sorry I'm ranting.
No, you're good. You're good.
Men of God, you need to stand up. Well, I don't only hear a lot of men of God standing up, but I hear a lot of women standing up. Where are
yep.
the men?
Yeah.
It's absurd, Bradley.
It's embarrassing.
And it's quite embarrassing. People,
yeah.
we are not the government's little experiments. And I'm going to stand up for this, and me and my wife have made, we're not going to take that stupid poisonous vaccine, well, experimental jab, whatever you want to call it. It's poison. It's killing people. And the media just sits here and lies and lies and lies to us. I don't watch any mainstream media.
Yeah.
I go to my parents' house, and they watch that garbage all the time.
Yep. Yep.
And I am angry and sickened to see what's going on in our country.
Well, you're with many across the country. I say it quite often, my friend, that let their cruelty swell our ranks. Many people have seen the lawlessness of what's going on across the country, and this has been going on for decades. And I suspect that the younger generation is not going to put up with what their parents put up with, and you happen to be one of those speaking the same direction. They can go ahead and try to convince everybody that they're going along with it, but just get out and start talking to people, and you're going to find out that a majority the people are not going along with this at all. But the mainstream media wants to convince you that they are. And again, friends, one of the things that I've said before, and I say it to you, my friend Greg, in Indiana, it's interesting how the world is in revolt towards their said representatives for the tyranny that's taking place in their countries, in the millions per country in some cases. And the American people, Greg, are still sitting around trying to figure out if the same bureaucrats and politicians that have been lied, that have lied to them for decades after decades after decades, six decades, if they're telling them the truth today. You can't make this up. But when you have a country, and I'll give you the last word, when you have a country that sits around 350 million, allow an oligarchy to be committed, in the act of sanctioning the murder of their own children in their womb, do you think for one moment that sooner or later that government's not going to aim at the people that are allowing it? Absolutely. And that's what's happening, my friend. I'll give you the last word, Greg.
You're exactly right, Bradley. To sit here the last since the 70s, we've killed all these babies mm-hmm. and sit back, and then they tell us they're about our health.
Yep.
This experimental jam. It's utterly ridiculous and absurd, and men of God need to take a stand right now.
Amen. Can I answer something concerning what you said, Greg? You said, where are the men of God? Well, I can tell you, being to the top, all the way to the bottom, the higher I go, and I've been to the top, I understand exactly why we're here, is because of the diplomatic fashion and the way that they operate, also the compromise and the way that they act with governments. because they want to go along to get along rather than do the right thing before God. We're in trouble because the church has failed to be the light. It's because there's not a lot of men of God. Let me put it that way, Greg. I totally appreciate you. I want to hear from you more often, Greg, in Boonville, Indiana. I totally appreciate that call. Dan, I'll take you in a minute. Got a hard break coming up. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, we'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Richard Mass, attorney with Liberty Counsel. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty Radio are on the front lines of our culture war, and I'm proud to call them brothers in arms. What America needs now is more people telling the truth, regardless of the cost. Bradley is one of those people.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty. I wanted to show you this really quick, and I'm going to take Dan's phone call from Ohio. But this is what's happening in Spain right now. There's an anti-vax protest going on. Look at the people, friends. Is that the minority, the people? How come you're not hearing a peep of this in the mainstream media? The mainstream media is complicit concerning the crimes that these politicians are committing on the behalf of special interest groups. Don't kid yourself. Don't fool yourself. But what we're seeing here over in Spain, my friend Greg in Indiana, here I want you to listen to this. The police are leaving the tyrants and they're joining the people, just like they did in France. Okay, this is why they're building walls of concrete around the buildings to fortify themselves against the people. This is happening all over the world. Did you hear a word about this on the mainstream media? Folks, can I ask you something, especially all those that listen to us every day? There should be 50,000 people on every live feed, at least on per channel. You need to take these programs and share them with other people. Because we're, again, not giving our opinion here. We're not giving theories. We're letting the people and the partakers concerning what's taking place out there. We're bringing them to you so you can see them and hear them for yourselves as to what the mainstream media means to censor. And folks, In America, you've already let big tech companies censor your free speech through Facebook, through Google, through Twitter, through other channels. I'll tell you what, some of these good guys out there on social media platforms, they're doing the same thing that big tech is because they just want to go along to get along. It's all illegal. You are the law. If you don't enforce the law, they're going to do it again, and they're going to do it again, and they're going to do it again. It's up to you, Americans, to put a stop to this. Share away this program. If we are not on your social, or I'm sorry, on social media platforms or other platforms, you need to take us and connect us. You need to take the time and make it happen for us. If you want it on one of your radio affiliates, we've got 155 of them across the country. We were just picked up in Corpus Christi, Texas, 2 days ago. That's 155. You need to pick us up. You need to go over to the manager at the radio station and say, listen, this is timely information and this is what we need to hear rather than what the people want to hear. It's that important. Get us out there and you're going to see people are going to drink this in. But do consider, friends, that there's a lot of censorship going on around ministries such as myself right now and such as ours, and it needs to stop. But again, that's up to you to deal with the issues. Because I'll tell you what, nobody likes to be lied to, and I want to tell you this, friends, I don't like that you're being lied to, and I'm not going to put up with it. No deals being made with the devil here, friends. We're holding to the Christ, we're holding to the Word of God, and we're holding to the U.S. Constitution, and we're taking responsibility, and we're dealing with the issues at hand, period. If you want to call in, now's the time to do it. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. We got Dan calling in from Ohio. What's say you, my friend?
Hey, Bradley, how you doing? Great show.
Thank you.
You keep on bringing up the point about them putting the concrete barriers up around these Capitol buildings. Well, I'm going to tell you something. January 6th was a honeypot. It was a setup to see who was going to be trouble. They're moving forward. And remember something. Those three-letter agencies that we're finding out were involved in setups were under the administration that was in charge at the time.
That's right.
So they were under the Trump administration's eye, okay? Bradley, I don't know if you saw this or not, but do you know who's in charge of prosecuting the people? As of a couple days ago, the person who heads up the committee to arrest people from January 6th, you know who that is? That's Gina Haspel, former head of the CIA under Donald Trump.
Yep. They're all
paying in charge of that.
They're all paying the price, aren't they? They're just showing their allegiance to this covenant of hell and death, Isaiah 28, verse 18, and they're going ahead and they're testing their steel, committing crimes against the people, which in fact they themselves are transgressing. They are not upholding the laws. They are tearing them down, friends, because they're trying to set a global agenda here, and it stops with the people. It stops with the people, my friend. I'll give you the last word, Dan.
Hey, I was just driving home from work, and I just passed a church, and it said, from this point forward, masks are required at a church.
Yep.
Needless to say, I won't be going there. But, hey, God bless you, and have a great weekend.
You too. I appreciate you, Dan. I very much do. Sons of Liberty. Okay. Hey, Dan, by the way, we're going to be in Ohio. You know that. I just broadcasted that.
That's about 10 minutes from my house, so I'll see you there.
Okay, sounds good. I totally appreciate you, Dan. Folks, let's get back over to this. Again, I've got a couple more things I want to show you. Oh, my goodness. I mean, the White House, friends, just think about this. The White House is erecting a concrete security wall inside of the fence that's already put up there. Let me reiterate the point. That is not a government that serves the people. That's a government that is warring against the people. Okay? The DOJ just came up. I just did an article on this. The DOJ just came up with the fact that they're going to create another arm concerning the recent threat and the increase of the threat. Threat to who? Those that are threatening us. That's what's going on. The Department of Injustice. That's exactly what it is. The Department of Injustice. They gotta enforce created policies against those that are abiding by the law because they're not gonna put up with them that are trying to destroy their country. That's what's happening. Call it what you wanna call it, friends. It matters not. The fruit is right there. Oh, can I show you this really quick, just to reinforce our friend Greg's point concerning how these, said experimental jabs are killing people? Look at this lady. She's actually dancing at church, and guess what happens to her, friends? It's really sad. She's at church. Second one in. falls over dead praising God. She just died while dancing in church. I wonder how that could be. Is this insanity, friends? In the American people sit back and watch their favorite sports heroes and their favorite sports coaches sit there and play stupid about what's happening across the world, acting like they have no idea as to what's going on. Is this insane? It really is. You know what I'm going to do? I've got 3 minutes left of this broadcast, and I want to leave this show on a good note. I really do. This morning when I got up, I'm inundated with emails, texts, messages, you name it. And when I got up, I noticed this one that made my day. And I want to leave the show today by making your day. And I want to go back to that of a child. Unless you become as a child, you will in no wise enter into the kingdom of heaven. Okay? We must be born again, John 3:3, period. Okay? And I'm thinking about the born again experience as well. This little boy made a phone call. His name is Logan. He calls into a local radio station, and I want you to hear this call. It is absolutely outstanding, as it is totally sweet. I hope it makes your day, friends. I really do.
God just told
Here, I'm gonna start
talk to you?
You bet, Logan. What's up?
I want to tell you something that God just told me.
Okay.
Last night, my dad was roping this calf. And this calf had been born from a really old cow. She didn't have really the greatest milk. She didn't have, like, the vitamin C and stuff.
Okay.
Hold on. Mom?
So cute. I guess his mom talked.
I'm talking right now. I'll be up.
It's a little boy calling into a radio station.
Sorry about that. But anyway... She broke her back.
He's talking about a cow that broke her back.
And this morning I went out and put her down myself. I was talking to God. I was asking God why she was special. And God said, you know, Logan, but my son was special, but he died for a purpose. It's kind of the same thing. That calf was close to me, and God's son was close to him.
Logan, you're so right. It's true. Think you're going to be okay?
Yeah, I'll be fine. But I just wanted to tell you guys that is so important. Just remember, when you lose the loved one or a pet, always remember that God gave his son too, and he understands. He will always understand. He will always just run to him.
Amen.
Logan, you're wiser than you know, buddy.
Oh, sometimes I don't think I'm wise. Trust me, I've done a lot of stupid stuff, but I've learned from it.
Yeah, but see, buddy, that's what makes you wise, somebody that learns from their mistakes.
Oh, I just figured I'd better call and share with you guys. Love you.
Love you, too.
Bye.
Is that the sweetest thing? His cow that was producing milk broke her back. 13-year-old Logan goes out, puts the cow down, has a talk with God, and he told the Lord that that cow was special. And he said, the Lord told him that my son was special too. Wanted to leave you on a good note. Michigan, see you next week. Wisconsin, we'll see you Sunday. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. No better way to give it. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings come forth what? Perfected praise. Amen. Talk to you soon.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.